What's up, everybody? This is Joel Barsky with Irie Chat. Our guest is stand-up comedian Erica Dutchess. She just released her first special called My Spirit Told Me and can be seen headlining at various shows in Georgia. She's based at Atlanta, and we thought to give her a call just for a chat. Listen to us talk about her stand-up special, the Teens to Queens brunch event, and much more. So enjoy our Irie Chat as we say what's up to Erica Dutchess. Erica Dutchess, what's up? How you doing?
I'm great. How you doing today?
I'm great. I'm glad to have you on the program. I know you're based out of Atlanta, so how's everything going on where you're at?
ATL. Well, today is raining bad, but other than that, it's great. I'm born and raised here.
Oh, okay. So you're really from like Metro Atlanta or just around the area?
Metro. I tell people all the time, my ATL, and you'll be like, what part of Atlanta you from? All over, everywhere. My mama stayed getting put out. So I'm just from all over Atlanta.
Okay, that's cool. Well, I want to talk about something. I believe it's coming up. You're releasing your first special, and you've been doing comedy for a while, I should mention. So why'd you finally decide to release your first special now?
Well, actually, somebody came. I had two people come to me and told me that they just want to sponsor my special. Mm-hmm. Because it costs money to do stuff like that, to have a good special. You know, you can do it on your phone, but it's not going to go nowhere. But if you want people like networks to pick it up, you want it done professionally. So the lady, Aisha, shout out to Aisha. She came up to me. She was like, hey, well, I did something for her. And she was like, hey, you know what? I want to do your special for you. I like, for free? Like, bitch, let's go. So, yeah. So that's how it happened. I just thank God. I just think it was time. I've been doing comedy 7 years now. So it was just time.
Yeah.
It's just time.
And the title of it's called My Spirit Told Me. So what's the reason for titling your first special that?
Because before I even started doing comedy, that used to be my little thing. Because I used to tell people all the time, my spirit told me not to come to work today. And it's just something I just kept with me, and I just put it in my act, where my set, and I just kept it. But my spirit be right, though.
Yeah.
It be right. But it was wrong about you, kind of. Maybe I didn't go out my spirit, I was going out my own mind. Because my spirit told me, when I talked to you on the phone, I just seemed like a big old dude with glasses, with a lot of hair on his face. Now I'm looking at you like, you ain't got no damn hair. You ain't no hell over there.
I like to keep myself clean cut. I mean, everyone has their own thing. I mean, I'm in Florida, so it's always hot. So that's why I usually like to shave everything down.
You look good now. I ain't saying that. You do look good now. You look good. But thank I'm you. Mad, so I ain't even going to go there because my spirit start talking shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go all what my spirit telling me. So I'm just like, yeah, I like the clean look. You look like somebody from Florida.
Thank you. I try. Well, I got to thank you for joining my podcast, because I know you also have a podcast yourself where I saw on YouTube called Twerking and Joking. So what do you usually talk about on your podcast?
We be twerking and joking. But on my podcast, which I haven't did in a while due to, Corona and stuff like that, because I like to feel people and see them and touch them. And I want my spirit to feel them so I know what questions to ask. But my own podcast was basically something I just came up with one day because I said it. I just try to put both of my career jobs in one. Mm. So I said one day I was just talking. I'm like, I'm going to be twerking and joking. So they were like, girl, I like that twerking and joking. So I just made my podcast Twerking and Joking.
Well, are you really into listening to other podcasts? Because I know you've been on guests on other podcasts with, you know, Joel Byers, who I've had in the program. And also you were on Ronnie Jordan's More Than Culture. So are you really big on listening to podcasts?
I listen to podcasts. I love podcasts. I love podcasts because I just want to hear, you know, get to know whoever they interview on, whatever they're talking about, get a little more insight on whomever they're talking to. I also been on the 85 South show. Shout out to those guys. Shout out again to Ronnie Jordan, Multiculture. And I don't did some more podcasts. I can't really, they up and coming people. Like, I don't really know the name of them. Oh, my girl Dynasty. Shout out to her, her podcast. I don't know the name of it, but shout out to them.
You mentioned, I guess, taking a little break because of COVID. So when you do start the podcast again, who are some guests you would like to have on the program?
Man, I want, you know who I want? I'm going to start doing, like, they don't got to be like celebrities and stuff like that. Like, I want to do a podcast and interview that girl who got that damn gorilla glue on her head. Like, what the fuck was she thinking? I want to interview her, the Gorilla Glue Girl. You heard about that?
I heard about that. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I want to interview her ass. Huh. I just want to know what made you, because she used, I know you probably don't know because you don't got no hair, but she used the not to be stuff. Not to be, that's some kind of stuff, you know, they slick your edge down. You know, everybody want their edge slick nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what kind of Gorilla Glue she used, because I've used Gorilla Glue before.
Mm-hmm.
But they say she used a construction Gorilla Glue.
Okay.
Man, that's crazy. I just want to know what she was thinking.
What would you ask her? Just what she was thinking?
I straight up, girl, what the hell your ass was thinking? What the hell your ass was thinking, girl? And then after 2 weeks, when you see your hair didn't move, wasn't moving, why did you keep it now? She kept it now a whole month. So you keeping, you tied it down every night for a whole month. You laying in marinate.
Yeah.
So that's why it was so hard for her to get the shit out of her damn head.
Oh, man.
But I interview her. Who else I interview? Just local people. I want to interview some married women. Like, give me some pointers on this married shit, because this shit ain't no joke. Me and my husband are arguing ever since we got married.
How long have you been married?
A month.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Yeah.
Well, what kind of questions would you want to ask about, you know, just helping out for your marriage?
Communication. How do you communicate? Like, I want to know, like, I know how to be quiet for a minute because I be practicing in the mirror because I can't talk to him like I used to talk to everybody else.
Yeah.
But I can't be like that with him. So when he be talking to me, my mouth be kind of twisted, like, Fire Marshal Bill. Carl, I be wanting to say some stuff, but I can't say it.
Yeah.
So I just want to ask them, like, give me some pointers on communicating.
Yeah, I would say that's, I mean, obviously, you've heard that a lot when it comes to relationships, is just communication is key. And, you know, they make it sound easy when they say something like that. But when you're in a relationship, it's actually a lot harder than people realize.
It is, because I don't, when I feel, my spirit might be like, I got a radar in my head. And it may be wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It be like, that's bullshit, he said. Oh, that's bullshit. So then I cut him out, and then I don't want to hear nothing else he say. Then I believe what I want to believe. And then that's a whole nother argument.
Mm.
Shit like that. But other than that, it's good. I mean, I've been single for a long time. I was single for like, I can't even remember. I just had me, you know, little cup buddies here and there.
Yeah,
You know what cup buddies is, don't you?
I'm not familiar with the term. I
know, my spirit told me you didn't know what the hell I was talking about. My spirit told me. My spirit said you don't know what the hell no cut buddy is.
Cuddle buddy.
Was it playing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're sharing a lot of your thoughts, and, you know, for those who aren't familiar with it, you're pretty active on your Instagram where you post a lot of videos, and something you're actually known for, because I've heard Ronnie Jordan mention a lot, is your Thought Ice videos. So what do you usually discuss when you do your Thought Ice?
When I'm discussing my Thought Ice, see, I don't smoke weed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my ice, which I have to really learn how to, it's a real bad habit. I do eat ice all day, and it's bad.
Hmm.
The thought ice really stimulates my mind. So when I eat my thought ice, which is crushed ice, for people who don't know it, it's crushed ice, but I call it my thought ice because, you know, a lot of thoughts eat it too.
Hmm.
So I eat that, and then thought just comes to my head. And I just random stuff. Like, for instance, I had one video I was talking about my best friend. Like, you've been my best friend since third grade. All of a sudden now you calling somebody else you just start working with, your best friend, and she calling your mama. No, don't do shit like that. That ain't your damn best friend. You my best friend.
Mm.
She can't come in and just take over, you know, and get that tired of yet. Like, shit like that. Just yeah. random thought that comes to my head. We talking about my damn kids, how they used to get on my nerve. Men. So, whatever comes to my mind, they just be my stylized thoughts.
Hey, well, you're sharing your wisdom. People need those, you know, thoughts from the thought eyes to, you know, learn from what you got to say.
Yeah, they do. And they be asking me, you'll be surprised be getting my DM. Yeah. They be like, girl, can you help me with this? Just let them go.
Yeah.
Just let them go. My thought, my spirit told me to tell you, let them go.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's that on that. But yeah, people love that thought. Like, they want me to bring that back, and they want me to bring this other character I be doing on Instagram. They want me to bring her back too. I just been lazy with this pandemic. I don't be want to do nothing.
Hmm. You mentioned a character, so I've seen a character of Bernita Buttrell from I Got the Scoop. Her. So is that her?
That's her, Bernita Buttrell. They want me to bring Bernita Buttrell back. So I said, I'm going to bring her back. I'm going to bring her back too. So they love it. So I'm going to bring it back. And I do be having Scoop. I don't be lying. That's the thing. Because look, weeks later, they be like, girl, you were right. I be having a real inside scoop on stuff that be going on out here in these streets. But yeah, I'm going to bring her back too.
So, I mean, who is Bernita Buttrell? Like, what is
that? That lady don't really got no name yet. But, you know, she is like a Bernita Buttrell. So that's why I be like, I'm on my Bernita Buttrell shit.
Okay.
But she don't have a name yet. I don't even know what the name. I don't know. I got to come up with something. I was going to say Auntie with the scoop. I don't know. I just did it one day. Just to see how we're going, you know, how people going to react.
Yeah.
They loved it. They loved it. So I was just like, damn, I got to come up with a damn name. Yeah. I don't know what to do.
It seems like you really like to act. I mean, you have that character, and I've seen other videos you posted of you doing some other acting roles. So are you really interested in acting as well?
Yes, I am. I really want my own TV show.
Oh, okay.
To be honest with you, I really want my TV show. That's why I want to do this special. And I want somebody to see it and see that what I see in me. And come up with it. I already got the TV show and everything. I already wrote some scripts and everything for the TV show. Mm-hmm. Got two TV shows.
Are you able to share like some information about the shows?
Well, on one of the TV shows, I wanna I know if you probably seen me on Instagram, I'd be with two other comedians. It'd be Nav and Marco.
Mm-hmm.
And with Nav and Marco, they twins on the movie.
Okay.
On the movie, on the TV show, they twins. But you know, they don't look nothing alike. And then how they became, fraternal twins? When they And what happened was they got two different daddies.
Okay.
And me, since I used to work in corporate America, and I act the way I act, talk how I talk, and I really had a job for Avis Car Rental in the corporate part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was real who I am now, talk how I talk and stuff like that. And I was their neighbor. And I had a lot of kids, which I still do, and different daddies. And I used to drop my, I dropped my kids off over there with them. While they on their little adventures and staying together. It's fun. That's one. And I got another one I was saying since I just got married.
Mm-hmm.
I said I want to write a because, you know, my husband, he a preacher child, right?
Okay.
So his family, I ain't nothing like what his family expected me to be. I'm who I am, right?
Yeah.
I'm Erica.
Yeah.
And they like looking at me crazy, but they don't understand like why he probably would have married somebody with. But I do got to get hard and stuff like that. But it's just going to be like series of showing how I act, you know.
Who are some people you have in mind to be in your shows?
Like on my TV show?
Actors, actresses, like who would you like to have on your shows?
Oh, man, you know what? I love Adam Sandler. I love Adam. It gotta be Adam Sandler. I want Jada Pinkett.
Okay.
I want Jada Pinkett. Who else I said I'm gonna have just like in now randomly? But those are the only two people that I had so far, like Adam Sandler. I really want him to help me write this shit up, to be honest.
That's an interesting combo. I would love to see, and like Adam Sandler, you know, I don't think she gets as much credit as she should, but Jada Pinkett is a pretty good actress, like especially her older movies. Like if she, and this is my personal perspective, but like she could have really blown up like with her acting skills.
She could have. She, yeah. You know, she kind of laid back and let her husband do his thing. And that's what a lot of us women do, which is understandable. I understand it now that I'm married. At first, I was like, I'm independent, all this. But when you married and stuff like that, it can cause problems. You want to lay back. But she made enough money to lay back, though. I ain't made that kind of money yet. I would tell my husband, you got shit to hell up. Baby, I gotta go do this show.
Yeah.
You can't be talking like that. Not right now. But yeah, I love Jada Pinkett. Jada Pinkett and Adam Sandler is my two main people.
Well, speaking of Jada Pinkett Smith, she was in the movie Set It Off, which I know is actually one of your favorite movies. So why is that a favorite movie?
Oh, you really did your research. How do you know that? Let me find out, Joe. Boy, don't do that, Joe. Don't do that. Oh, shit now. But yeah, that is my favorite movie right now. It is. So I really want to redo that. I really wish I could do that. And they had a play. I auditioned for the play, but I didn't get it.
Oh, man. That would make a good play.
They did. They had a play on Brat, the rapper. She was in it. She was Cleo.
Okay. That's Queen Latifah's character, right?
Yes, yes. And they had some more actresses. I don't know
who they were.
I wanted to be Vivica Fox.
Okay.
Yeah, I auditioned for that part.
Yeah, yeah. I can see you in that role.
Yeah, man, I could have did way better than her.
Oh yeah.
But I let them have that little bit, but because they don't know yet, but they gonna wish they would have put me in there. They don't know yet.
Yeah, yeah. When you come out with that special, they'll know.
They gonna know.
Yeah, they gonna know.
I wish you can come up here, Joe, so you can see I'm going crazy at that special, though.
Since this is your first special, what are you doing to really prepare for it?
You know what? I'm really doing something that I don't do. I've been doing comedy 7 years, right? Mm-hmm. And you know what? I do not write my jokes down.
Okay.
I do not write jokes down. What I do is I go to an open mic. It's something funny. I don't know how my mind works, but some kind of way I know how to puzzle and piece it all together and get my set. Now I just know my set by heart now.
Okay.
So it's easy for me to just, if I come up with something new, I know where to piece it at. So what I've been doing lately, and I see why a lot of people do write, is very important to write. Because when you're writing and you're writing it out, it seems like other things come to you that you probably were missing.
Mm.
So that's what I've been doing to prepare myself. And I'm writing more, writing all my jokes down that I think and how I want to say it. And just trying to see if I can remember the new stuff that I've been writing down.
Okay.
Something like that. If it makes sense to you. I know it probably don't, but
it does.
That's how I've been preparing.
Well, have you been doing any like Zoom shows? Because I know some people have been doing that to practice their material like before they actually do their like live shows.
But you know what? In Atlanta, we still wide open.
Okay.
So I still, Atlanta shit is like I seen on the meme, it's like a HBCU, like shit. We still lit. So comedy shows are still open. So I've been going through open mics. But when it was real bad, you know, I had my own comedy show, like a Zoom thing. I used to go live on Facebook and Instagram and do a whole comedy show in my garage.
Oh, wow.
I did that for probably a whole 2 months.
How did those shows go?
Those shows was going great, and I loved it. And everybody was like, why did you stop? But the thing was, I was doing it in my garage.
Yeah.
So by me doing it in my garage, I didn't want to keep inviting different people to my house.
Because
I do my part, but just to keep the show going, I had other comedians come too.
Okay.
And then I had people was cash apping me, and when they cash app me, I was giving it to the other comedians.
Yeah.
Who came. So it was good. And it was like a whole, it was real nice little vibe. But yeah. I was like, man, I don't want all these folks knowing where the hell I stay at.
Yeah, yeah.
So I cut that shit out. I was like, too many folks know where I stay.
Yeah. And you're involved with a lot of other big name comedians. And I saw like a couple of years ago, you were one of the opening, I guess, acts for the Ladies Night in Greensboro, North Carolina, where you were with, you know, other great comedians such as B. Simone, Jasmine Brown. And I saw that Darren Brand actually hosted the event. So how was that?
God damn, Joe, let me find out your ass some kind of FBI agent. Your ass goddamn been on your shit, boy.
I try.
You've been on your shit. But you know what? That show right there, that was one of the best shows I ever did in my life, man.
Okay.
That was a good experience. It was Ladies Night, Mean, B. Simone, Jazz, Pretty V, and my boy, Darryl Brand. Yes, he was hosting it.
Yeah.
Man, when I say that show, I got a standing ovation.
Oh, wow.
I got a standing ovation that night. And I just, you know what I just did? That's crazy because I just was on, today is Thursday. So what I did, I went back to all the people that was giving me like shout outs and saying I was great. I just went back to that particular night and loaded all the people on my story who gave me compliments that night.
Okay.
But that was a good experience. I want to do something like that again. But you know when you're a comedian, they might be like, shit, that bitch too good, goddamn. We might not bring her ass back, you know. I'm about to do my own Ladies Night, but it was a great experience. Though. I love Charlotte. Shout out to North Carolina. They always show me love. These girls, I did something down here in Atlanta, and they actually drove, because they seen me at that show, they actually drove from Charlotte to Atlanta to come see me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any venues outside of Atlanta that you would like to perform at?
Man, the Star Dorm. It's in Alabama. It's called the Star Dorm. You ever heard of that?
No. Where in Alabama is it?
I don't know where. I think it's in Huntsville, Alabama.
Oh, okay.
It's in Huntsville, Alabama, and it's called the Star Dorm. I've been trying to get down there since I started comedy. So I don't know why they be hating on me. I don't know, but I'm coming. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there.
Well, you got to let me know. I love Huntsville. I mean, if people aren't familiar with it, it's a city, but it's a really quiet city. But I like Huntsville.
I do too. So yeah. I'm trying to get to, that's one venue. I want to go there. I want to go to, it's an improv. Yes, I want to go there. I want to go to a couple of improvs. And I want to do, I'm from Atlanta, so I got to do the Fox Theater.
You were talking a little bit about, like, I guess before you did stand up, you were actually working for Avis. So what got you interested in from doing that to doing stand up full time?
Working at Avis, being who I am, and people at Avis telling me that I was missing out on my calling.
Mm-hmm.
And so every day this lady, Miss, every day everybody was saying, girl, you don't supposed to be here. You supposed to be doing stand up comedy. And I was like, never really thought about it, never even wanted to do it. It never ever been a dream. But one day, this lady named Miss Rhonda, she very militant. She don't really laugh. She cross her T, you know, cross her T, dot her I.
Yeah.
And she pulled me in the office. She said, I need to talk to you. I said, damn, I'm finna get another writer. God damn, they finna fire me this time. So when I went in the office, she said, baby, she said, you're not about to get fired. You're not about to get no write-up. She said, I would listen to the gospel station today. And they had a comedian on there. And I said, you know what? That's Erica. Erica need to be doing stand-up. And when she said that, no lie, no cap, I called my cousin because I already knew Charlotte Shawty. You know, he's a comedian.
Yeah.
I've been knowing him, but I knew he hosted a comedy room on Tuesdays.
Okay.
I called my cousin. I was like, bitch, I'm finna go be a comedian. She was like, when? I said, tonight, bitch. Like that. I went that first night I ever went and did stand-up, I got a standing ovation.
Okay.
And I knew then that was really my calling. And so I just kept going, kept doing it, kept going to different open mics. I was, at one time, I was working. I be working from 9 to 5, get out of work, do what I got to do with my kids, and then go to the comedy club with my uniform on.
Oh.
With the uniform on, oh, man, because I'm like, I ain't finna do all that.
Yeah.
Change
the
clothes and all that shit. I'm like, Get them kids some noodles, some hot pockets and shit, and I'm out the door.
Well, did you know other stand-up comedians before you really did it full-time? Because I've heard you mention before, and I think Ronnie Jordan mentioned it during a podcast, that you always would say something like, you would be really funny if you had jokes or something like that.
Right. I told you. I didn't know nothing about comedy. Didn't never want to do it. Never came across my mind. I used to just act how I act.
Yeah.
And so when I started doing it, the only person I knew personally in the comedy game was Shorty Shorty, because I used to work for Avis. And the only reason I really knew him personally, because not only is he friends with one of my cousins, but I used to be hooking him up too on the calls.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So that's the only person I really knew who was doing comedy. So I started going to Ronnie Jordan. He was hosting an open mic. I started going there, just talking loud, talking shit. Everybody was laughing. And he said, once you get some jokes, you're going to be something else.
Yeah.
And he wasn't lying. I didn't know what he meant by that, but he was telling the truth. Like, comedy is not just talking loud and be able to, you know what I'm saying, make people laugh. It's deeper than that.
Yeah.
It really is an art, man. So once I learned that formula, it was over with.
So who are some comedians you really look up to?
Comedians I really look up to? Ronnie Jordan is one of them. I look up to Carlos Miller. Carlos Miller was the first comedian who taught me how to make a set, like do a set, like have a 30-minute set. He broke it down. He showed me that. I really look up to him. And who else I look up to? I look up to Tyler Chronicle, who was on the, I look up to him because he's creative. He's very brilliant, and he got the business side of that. And for a look up to, that's probably Carlo, Ronnie, Tyler. When you say look up to, so that's who I look up to as far as just inspiring or somebody that you want to just learn some stuff from. That's what I look up to. I love everybody, but the people that's close to me, doing a comedian that I love. I love all of them. Like, my favorite comedians, like, of course, Carlos, Ronnie, Nell Green. Who else? And for my favorite comedians, like, those probably like my only, but I love everybody, but those my favorite comedians.
I don't know if it was during the same time you were in Avis, but I heard that you also were actually interested in doing real estate instead of comedy before, or if you weren't doing comedy, you actually would have done real estate.
Look, man, your ass work for somebody. Let me find out your ass work for them goddamn people, man. Now, how the hell you know that shit right now? A lot of folks don't even know that. I went to school. I did that real estate shit 3 times. I went and, I took the course 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to do that because my daddy is a general contractor.
Okay.
So I was thinking I'm finna be closer to my dad and, you know, learn real estate. But I passed it the third time. I passed it, but I got my real estate sales license, but I never went back and took the state exam.
Okay.
But I still know it. Like, no. I'm gonna have to take that course again because in real estate, that's they vocabulary and everything is totally different from the world.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to really train yourself to go back into doing that.
Okay.
You know, that's why I like that school shit from the beginning, because they got words that spell the same, look the same, sound the same, but mean different. That shit is too much.
And something really cool, or I want to say really nice, that you did, or an event that you were trying to start, and I guess it was, before COVID, that you were trying to do like an annual event with this, called Teens to Queens Brunch. So do you mind explaining what that event was about?
So Teens to Queens came about. Okay. First, you know, I'm a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
But after my shows, I always have people in my DM. A lot of women be in my DM. They always reaching out to me, asking me for advice, asking me to help them with this, just talking to them. Mm-hmm. So I was like, Lord, what do all this mean? So that just let me know right there, comedy is deeper than comedy.
Yeah.
My gift is going to show me my purpose. So, and I always tell people that my gift going to show me my purpose. So I say, okay, Lord, what else you want me to do? I thought I just supposed to be telling jokes. But then he told me that he wanted me to do this event right here. That's help. That it's to help women, motivate women, encourage women, all about women. So I said, I'm going to do it. So I just went one day. I picked out a date and I was like, well, I need a name. It took me 3 days to come up with the name because it was just going to be for women. But I say mm-hmm. it's so many teenage girls going through shit because they don't have nobody just to talk to.
Yeah.
And I had to think about myself. I had somebody just to tell me something, you know, at 14, 15 years old. It's no telling what it would have helped me out with today.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'm going to do from teens to queens. And that's how I did it. So I did it. I think it was August 10th. I did a whole event by myself in probably a month time. I put all my money into it. Got had some people reach out to me to decorate, to sponsor some things and food, which that was a blessing. But I did it. I got some high-end people like this lady. She a poet. And she was a poet. Her name is Teresa. Teresa the Sunbird, but she did a poem for the Essence Awards also. So she big time. She did it for me for free. Mm. I had a lot of pastors, like women ministers come, get a testimony. I had people just come and get a testimony. So it was a great event. And I want to do it again this year for my annual. I had to miss last year. Yeah. Hopefully COVID be gone.
Yeah. Continuing on about the event, I'm curious, so where do you see it going in maybe like 5 or 10 years?
I be seeing a lot of people do a lot of these seminars and stuff with women, but they be doing it all for the wrong reason. They do it for money and shit like that. I don't really want no money out of this, but I do be needing like the $20 I add for the brunch because the food do be kind of expensive. Yeah. Yeah. But I just want to see it grow into something that's going to, just some type of woman empowerment. Like, yeah. It's something. I want somebody to come tell me, like, it can be one person. They'd be like, girl, I went to your event and it changed my life.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to elevate to something like that. Just something big. And then I helped kids. That year, I helped kids. I gave book bags away, all school supplies. Just whatever direction it is to help women.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. Because women, we be going through somewhere. Y'all men, y'all go through y'all stuff, but y'all don't go through half of the stuff a woman do. Woman, bro, we all women, ain't just black. Even though black women, we got down, we go through it. But I know all us women go through some stuff, boy. And whatever God put in me that can help the next female, as far as just advice, helping them get out of domestic violence situation, whatever it is, help promote a business. Cause that's what I did too. A lot of folks that was at my brunch, they own their own businesses. So a lot of them pass out their cards to one another. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a great event and I hope to really see it prosper in the future.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. We don't see. I just did it. I ain't know where we're going, but I just did it.
Yeah, that's how it starts. Yeah. Well, besides the special coming out, what's your plans for this year?
This year, I just want to, my special, I'm praying that my special get picked up. Netflix, to be specific. You know, you got to be specific what you want. I want Netflix to pick it up. And I just want to do shows. Then I want somebody to come with me and say, well, we would like to have you in a TV show. Mm-hmm. We want to do a movie with you. I want to do movies. I want somebody to be like, well, I can see you with your own show. Like, you know how Monique did her thing? Then they gave her own TV show to Parker.
Yeah.
I want some shit like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can see that happening for you.
Can you see it?
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Let's go, Joe. Let's go. Yes. Yes.
I mean, I'm not much of an actor, but you gotta give me a small part. Just I need a speaking role.
Cause you know you can be the white guy to come in, you know, little white guy Paul, you know, some stuff like that. I'm gonna keep you in mind.
Yeah.
Cause you got that look.
Yeah. Well, since we're wrapping up, is there anything you would like to share for our listeners?
Okay, for all the listeners. I don't know if you're in Atlanta. If you're in Atlanta, make sure you're at my special. It's going to be at Uptown Comedy Corner. And follow me on Instagram at Erica Duchess, E-R-I-C-A-D-U-C-H-E-S-S. And for all your old people, follow me on Facebook at Erica S. Duchess. I'm on Twitter. I think they got my name Duchess Erica 1 on Twitter, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. I'm still learning how to do Twitter stuff.
Yeah.
So, and that's it. Just be looking forward for your girl, cause I'm not playing with them this year.
Oh yeah.
I'm not playing with them. I'm going up this year. This is the year. 2021. W-O-N. One.
Yeah. The year of the Duchess.
The year of the Duchess. Come on, Joe. Come on, Joe, with the shit. That's what I'm talking about. Cool. I'm gonna tweet that Year of the Duchess.
Year of the Duchess 20.
Then I'm gonna put your name. Like, you know how they be saying they do little quotes and they had a person that said it.
Yeah. Tag Ari Chats from my
Yes. That's it.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, I can't wait for your shows. I'll definitely be a fan, and like, don't forget me. Like I said, just small part. Then
I won't forget you. I can't forget you.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know, you're on a white man that don't came to me, so it's like, how can you forget Joe? You know. Cool. Yeah, you're the first white man that came to me this year. I say that. Yeah.
Awesome.
But Joe, you're not white. What you say? What's your nationality?
My mom's Hispanic and my dad's just Caucasian.
Oh, so you damn near black. Okay. All right, folks. So now that you got a lot from your daddy. Your daddy got some strong ass gene goddamn. He was like, this my son. He got a little gel like me.
Yeah,
I get it.
Thanks. But appreciate this conversation that we've had. I've enjoyed talking to you. It was, you know, just a pleasure talking to you. I mean, after I've heard you on More Than Culture, I wanted to have you on the podcast just because you're so hilarious. But I appreciate this from the bottom of my heart. But Erica Duchess, thank you so much for joining us in Irie Chat, and best of luck on everything.
Peace out.
Our Irie Chat with Erica Duchess. Make sure to follow all our socials. You may find more information in the show notes. Please rate our podcast and let us know what you think of it. I hope you stay safe with everything going on right now. To keep yourself occupied, go ahead and catch our chats on YouTube as well. Thanks for listening to our Irie Chat, and I'll see you soon.